Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Mishnah Hey, Chapter 10, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah continues the previous theme of a Ir HaNidachas, a wayward city where the majority of the people in the city worshipped idols, that we wipe out all those guilty people by a sword. The Mishnah says like this, Hakei Sakei V'Gomer. The Torah teaches us that you have to smite the people of that city with the sword. Says the Mishnah, however, Hachameres V'Hagamelas, a caravan of donkeys, traveling caravan of donkeys, or a traveling caravan of camels. Hovers mi makom la makom, that was traveling, and it passes through, and it stayed in this city, in this wayward city. Says the Mishnah, Harelu meitzilin oisa, these people can save this city. The Gemara explains that if, let's say, these camel drivers, or these donkey drivers, were in the city for 30 days, they receive the status of dwellers of the city. Now, if the city has a minority of people that were not part of the wayward, they didn't stray and serve idols, and these donkey drivers or these camel drivers, their caravan, turn that minority into a majority that did not serve idols, then they save the city. The city is not considered a wayward city, and we consider it only a minority, individuals that served idols. So that's the Mishnah means, that they could save it. Says the Mishnah further, quotes from the Torah, Hachare mosav eskol asher bo. A wayward city, in addition to wiping out the idol worshippers, Hachare mosav eskol asher bo, the law is that we have to burn, we have to get rid of everything that is inside of it, and even its animals. Mikan amru, there from here the rabbis taught us, Nichsei tzadikim shebesocha, even the properties of the righteous, the people who did not serve idols, that are in the city where the majority of the people had served idols, Ovdin, they are destroyed. Shebechutzala. However, those righteous individuals that have property in other areas, Platin, they are saved. However, Vishal Rishayim, the properties that belong to wicked people, Bein Shebesocha, if they're in the city, certainly they're destroyed. But even if they're outside of the city in a different place, Harelu Ovdin, they are ruined and they no longer continue to exist. So again, the righteous people inside of the city, we don't kill them, but they lose their property. The wicked people, the majority that serve idols, they lose their property, not just in the city, but even their property that's in a different city. Wishing you an amazing upcoming week.